Welcome to Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. This podcast used to formerly be known as Positive Vibes Daily. And first off, I want to say I appreciate you for coming and listening to me today or tonight or whenever you choose to listen to this. Today is Monday and we are in the month of March. And the cool thing about the month of March is I love the month of March. You know, today is March 23rd. 2020, and today is going to be a great day. So today I just want to talk about having a clean heart. And in order to have a clean heart, I feel like you have to have empathy and you have to have sympathy. And this, I think it's tough in today's world to have both of those, and also forgiveness. In order to forgive, if every night, check this out, if every night you can, before you go to sleep, forgive everyone. Not some people, not the ones you like, but everyone. You can go to sleep with a clean heart. Do you know how important that is to sleep good at night? Not because you did people wrong. Some people feel like, oh, I did people wrong, I'm still going to sleep good at night. It's like, no. Man, your subconscious is not going to let you sleep like you think you're sleeping. You may, on a conscious level, like, hey, I'm sleeping fantastic. But subconsciously, it's eating you alive, but you don't realize it. You know, I feel like today's world, man, you know, especially with this coronavirus thing going on, we got to look at things a little differently. We got to understand the issues that's going on with a lot of people. You know, a lot of people missing milestones, and people criticizing them for missing milestones. They missing birthdays. They're missing anniversaries. They're missing wedding dates or weddings. Or we can't celebrate, you know, retirement parties. Or, you know, it's a lot of things going on that's milestones right now during this coronavirus. And people criticizing other people for feeling how they feel about it. It's like, it's okay to feel how you feel. It's not, there's nothing wrong with say, man, I'm sad. Or I wish I could do this. Birthday's coming up and I can't celebrate the birthday. Why do people have to criticize people for having feelings? It's like nobody today has empathy for anything or anyone or anybody. It's like we have to change our mindset on those things. Like we have to have some kind of empathy. We have to have some kind of sympathy. We have to be grateful. We have to forgive. This how you heal. This, that's one. One is that's how you heal. But two, you be a better person. Three, you can sleep better at night. Four, you don't have all that negative, murky energy happen to be around you or on you. You know, the goal every day, if you can meditate, and I encourage meditation. If you can't do affirmations, and I encourage affirmations. If you can't do any type of mantras, and I encourage mantras. At least say thank you. When you wake up, just say thank you. You know, simple as prayer. If you don't pray no other time, you can just wake up and say thank you. You know, sometimes it's the simplest. Sometimes it's the little things that matter to get you where you need to go. You know, then you can work on the other things to really look at everything through other people's eyes. Because, you know, we like to look through our own. I get it. It makes sense. We are ourselves, right? That's what you're supposed to do. But if you want to really understand people, if you care to understand people, then we have to look at it from their point of view. We have to look at it from their eyes. And to be more empathetic in today's world is very beneficial. It's a skill that a lot of people really don't talk about, as opposed to being some kind of sympathetic to situations. Be understanding. Everything is not black and white. There is a gray area. There is a middle ground. And everything is not cut and dry. Sometimes I think that we misunderstand things that we read. And we don't think about discretion. We just feel like, hey, we're robots and this is the way it is. But that's not it, man. That's not it. It's a cold world and we just think like that. You know. So I'm on social media. Check it out. I'm on Instagram. And I see a lot of people. Again, criticizing people for these milestones. It's like, why, man? It's like, people struggling right now. Think about the people with mental illness right now that feel like if I go outside, I'm contacting something. You know, it's people frightened right now because of what's going on in the news. And some people cannot turn away from it. They have to watch it over and over and dive deeper and deeper into whatever's going on with their mental health. It can be depression, anxiety, just be stress. You know, and it's really difficult for people right now, and we have to support those people. If you are a family member or a friend of someone that you know have some kind of mental illness, we need to be there for them. We need to support them in this time. It's just difficult for a lot of people, man. Everybody handles things differently, but one thing, we have to realize that we all in this together. I try to encourage people that, you know, we got to stay positive and keep moving forward and keep being the best we can be. And I know it's difficult. Again, I think I mentioned in one of these podcasts about the world we live in is a little bit negative, or it can be a lot of bit negative, depends on how you look at it. But if we work on being positive, I feel it is something that we have to work on daily just because of the amount of pressure that we may not see, but it's there to be positive. And once we are positive, other things happen in our lives in that positivity. Now, I do know some people say, hey, well, why do bad things happen to good people? And it's like, well, how do we know if it's necessarily bad? Or how do we know if that person is a good person? You know, a lot of things we don't know. A lot of things we assume, we can never assume. But, you know, bad things happen to all people, not just good people. Or, you know, it happens to everybody, man. It's just how things work. That's the best way I can say it. I mean, you guys let me know if I got a different viewpoint or something that you're critical of. I say, hey, check me out. Again, I have a Facebook page, Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. I have an Instagram page, that's MW with Gerard Terrell. And also the YouTube channel, the Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell YouTube channel. And everything is about, you know, stress, anxiety, defeating those things. We're going to talk about affirmations. We're going to talk about being mindful, mindful exercises. That's what I'm currently working on right now. We are through 5 of the 6 mindful exercises that can be beneficial for you to get rid of stress and be a better person. But yeah, I mean, some things that, it's just my opinion, man. You know, I know it can be difficult for some people when it comes to, you know, different things, but, you know, I just know that just the things that I see, my viewpoints of things, and I love criticism. I love the feedback and critiquing that people give. So if you can, just do that on one of those 3 social media platforms for me. You know, moving on, you know, today is a great day. It's a great night. I'm actually doing this podcast. And it is, what time is it right now? It is 9:52 Central Time. I'm out here in Texas, Houston, Texas. And, you know, I haven't seen anything differently so far about shutting down anything, just for perspective. So you guys know, I know that in Dallas County, they are doing a shutdown right now. In my hometown of Ohio, they are doing a shutdown from now until April 6th. I know things can, you know, how things going right now, but going back to what I was saying before, man, we need to make sure that our people that are shut in are okay. You know, we cannot be stressed, and it is a stressful situation. We gotta, you know, if we can, we can still exercise, we can still work out. You know, you can go outside. You know, we don't have to stay inside. We can go outside. The big thing is, you know, the social distancing, which is a new topic for a lot of people. And just to make sure that you are following the CDC rules with 6 feet or more distancing from people. But what's weird about it, and I'm getting really off subject right now. But what's weird about it is, you know, you got stores that's open like Walmart or Target. And there's tons of people in these places, and they all on top of each other. And it's like, man, nobody's abiding by this 6 feet rule at all. You know, I went into a Walgreens yesterday, and they did practice the social distancing. I went to the post office today, and it was the same. Like, that's 6 feet. was real life. They really did it. So ultimately what I'm saying in this podcast today is be positive, have a clean heart. It'll definitely help you be better, sleep better, feel better, and just be able to move differently to where people would love to be around you. They appreciate your energy, and we need to make sure that we check on the people that may have any mental health issues in a crisis time like this. It's really good for business. Make sure that if you have any anxiety or any stress, make sure that you work on different things to eliminate those things. You can, in this time, you can learn a hobby. You can learn a new language. You can take classes. A lot of the Ivy League schools, from what I've seen, are offering free classes right now. You know, take advantage of that. That's a big deal right there. On top of all of that, just make sure that you do what you can to not be stressed or not have anxiety. And I encourage everyone to work on their sympathy, having more, work on their empathy and having more, and be a little bit more forgiving, especially during this time. We need to stick together. That's all I have for today, man. You know, I like these type of podcasts, these type of messages. I hope that I can reach somebody and touch somebody today. And if you feel like it helped you, please somehow reach out to me. Again, you can find me on Facebook, Gerard Terrell. Or you can find me at Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell on the Facebook page or my personal. Instagram, MW with Gerard Terrell. YouTube, it is Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. And my email, if you want to reach me at email, you can do that too. It's gerard.terrell@gmail.com. You know, I want to talk to you guys, man. I appreciate you for listening today. And I'll catch you on the next one. You amazing. Stay amazing.